We're joined this morning by Lions offensive lineman, former Michigan Wolverine, as John Jansen reminds me, Graham Glasgow, off the practice field. How was the first day in pads?
It was good. You know, it was a lot more energy than I feel like we had the past couple days. And, you know, I think that when you get the pads on, guys go out there and they try extra hard. Legs get heavy a little faster than normal. But I think it's awesome. You know, we're going to have a lot more days in practice, or a lot more padded practices this week. We'll be ready to sharpen things up.
When you know that, obviously not your first padded practice of a rookie season, now that you had a number of them, is this a day that you look forward to, or is this a day where you're like, it's just the next day?
At this point in time, I feel like it's kind of the next day.
Yeah.
I mean, this is my ninth season at this point, so I do think it's a little exciting in the sense of, like, you've been going against the same guys. We had OTAs, we had 4 days of practice. That's like 12 days of no pads going against the same guys, so it's nice to get something that's a little different.
Yeah.
But as time goes on, I feel like it just builds up.
Yeah.
A lot of excitement around this group, specifically up front on the offensive line. We heard the news yesterday from Brad Holmes on our show, Taylor Decker getting a contract extension.
Mm-hmm.
What are your thoughts on the guy next to you getting paid?
That's awesome. You know, he's silently been one of the, you know, better tackles in the NFL for a long time, and I feel like nobody appreciates him like they do here, so I'm glad that, you know, he was able to get something figured out and not have to, you know, worry about things.
How comforting is it to know that, obviously, you're back, Frank is here, both tackles are locked up. I know Zeitler's on a one-year deal, but to know that this group is going to be stable and be together for a number of years. I know you're focused on this year, but just to have that confidence that you guys can be together for a little while.
I think it makes things really fun. You know, I feel like instead of just, I mean, a lot of us are a little older. I mean, Panay's young.
Yep.
But at this point in time, I feel like you're able to see guys grow as players. You're able to see guys, or us, grow as a unit as well. And last year we were really good, and I'm hoping that we, you know, continue to take the steps necessary to be one of the best.
When you say you get a chance to see this group grow together, how have you guys grown this offseason? How are you different this year than you were last year?
I feel like we're really good at communicating. I feel like everybody is really, really good with their assignments to the point where half the time we don't even really need to talk out there. But if we do, you know, if something else comes up, I feel like a lot of guys are getting to the point where, you know, if they see pressure coming from their side, they're telling us on the backside that we're going to get pressure that way, and it just makes everybody's job easier.
Solving the problems on the field.
Exactly, yeah, before they really even happen, which is awesome.
When this last offseason hit, you were a free agent, and there's always a chance that maybe you don't end up back in Detroit. Just walk us through the process and how you ended up back here, and obviously why this was the right choice.
Well, I was going to be a free agent, and I didn't really want to go to free agency. I wanted to get it done before we got there, and that's what kind of ended up happening. You know, it ended up happening like the night before, and you know, I was just happy to be back.
Now, a lot of that probably has to do with what's the culture that's been building here, and we heard Dan Campbell when he opened training camp the other day talk about how you guys got to work for it all over again. I mean, last year's success has got a lot of people out here at training camp, but you guys are starting from zero again. How has the messaging been from leadership on the team, whether that's coaches, players? How do you guys view this season as you guys get underway?
I mean, I feel like a lot of guys are in the same mindset of the most important thing is the work. You know, you come out here, you have to do the work. You can't, I mean, everybody will talk about last season, but it doesn't really matter at this point. You know, we're out here, we're doing what we need to do to make sure we can get back to where we were and hopefully go farther.
How much did the way last season ended? Obviously, going to the NFC Championship game is huge. It's something here in Detroit we haven't experienced. How much was that a motivator for you? We heard from Penei Sewell that he's watched that game. Have you watched it? How much did that game motivate you throughout the course of the offseason? Or the success last year motivate you throughout this offseason?
I mean, I feel like I did watch it. I probably didn't watch it as much as Penei did. But I mean,
there's a lot of angst when he talked about it.
Yeah, it's things. I mean, you know, when you go into halftime and you think you're going to go to the Super Bowl and then you end up not, it makes it's a really, really tough situation to be in. And I feel like a lot of guys here, I mean, it's impossible to rest on what we did last year. While we were a good team, we didn't do anything, really. You know, I feel like every team's goal is to win a Super Bowl. And we fell short of even of getting to it. So with that being said, I feel like everybody, as I said earlier, you know, we have to put the work in, and the work is the most important thing.
there are some new guys on the team. Kevin Zeitler, one of them. He's obviously a guy that's had a great career. Young players on this team, how do you take what you just mentioned in terms of, we really haven't done anything, but there's always lessons learned.
Yeah.
How do you, have you taken that into what you saw today in terms of doing all the little things right and then coaching some of those young guys? This is how we do it here in Detroit. This is what we have to do to get over that hump.
I will say this. I feel like Brad and Hank, you know, all the people that are involved with, you know, getting the offensive linemen that are coming on our team and on our team right now, I feel like a lot of these guys don't, you know, they feel like they also haven't arrived. They feel like they also haven't really done it. Especially if we're talking about depth. Like a lot of our young guards, a lot of our young centers, young tackles, they really go out there. I'm telling you, man, they're grinding, they're working. And just the mentality that they have, like, they brought in Natane. I was with Natane in Denver. That dude's like the strongest guy I've ever seen in my life. I swear to God. And he's out there. He's punching dudes. He's moving. He's doing everything. And, you know, Yodi, Skip, Colby, Galvin. I'm forgetting one right now. Who am I forgetting? I don't know. Sorry. Yeah. Sorry about that.
It's okay.
But
we won't tell them you forgot about him.
Yeah, it's all right. I don't know if they're listening to the radio, so hopefully I'll get a pass. But you get what I'm saying. I mean, a lot of those guys go out there and they're doing their part, which is awesome.
So when you line up across, you got the pads on for the first day. I'm sure those D linemen are ready to hit a little bit too. Talk about some of the battles that you've had up front and some of the guys that that are standing out in camp early on.
Aleem is good. You know, he's a good player. He's really good, actually. You know, good is a little bit of an understatement, in my opinion. But he's somebody who can do it all. He can work your edge. He works your hands. He'll bull rush you. He'll long arm. He'll push pull. He works. He has everything. He knows how to play the run. He's stout. He's little. He's quick. So I guess I really just kind of went into all in depth on Aleem right there. But, man, he's a good player.
Well, people think there's another gear for him. I mean, people will go, hey, he's been a really good player, but there's so much more that he hasn't even shown yet, and this could be a breakout year for him.
No, he can, and I mean, I can't really talk good enough about Aleem. And you know, Levi's been showing flashes here, and Davenport, he's just recently come back, I think like a few days ago. You can tell he's out there headbutting the shit out of us. Aiden is working hard. Aiden's doing his thing, and you know, the young guys who are rotating in, Broderick, Kevin's, or no, it's Chris Smith. He's out there working too. So
when you got a guy like Levi who came in now in his fourth year, but he's been injured, you guys have seen the work that he's put in to get back to being on the field. Just as a teammate, how much pleasure does it give you that a guy that has put in the work, that has gone through some hard times, what does it mean for you to see him back out there, even though you're going head-to-head, but to see him get a chance finally?
It feels good. You know, I've also had, you know, an injury, a season-ending injury, and had to work back from that, and it took me a little longer than I would have liked to, you know, feel like I was back to, you know, playing how I would like to play. And coming out here, seeing Levi put some moves on, you know, work, and he's been getting really good. He's been playing well, beating guys, and it's awesome to see.
We're talking to Graham Glasgow, Lions offensive lineman, out at training camp all week. We're checking in with players, coaches. We're looking for storylines, and I think one of the early ones has been, can anybody stop Jameson Williams and the show that he's put on for the fans out here? Talk about breakout candidates. What's it like when, you know, you finish a play and he's still running all the way down the field? What have you seen from him?
I feel like I've seen a lot more accountability out of him. In the past, he may have, you know, dropped the ball a little bit too much, and I feel like he's been working on that. He's been working on his hands, and not only that, but I feel like outside of being accountable to us, I feel like he's been a lot more accountable to himself and setting a high expectation for himself, and it seems like it started to, you know, the early returns are good. So I'm hoping that that continues.
When people talk about this offensive line, they're talking about it as being one of the best, if not the best offensive line in the NFL. Does that add pressure to you guys? Do you feel any of that pressure?
I don't really think so. I mean, I feel like at the end of the day, what people say is, you know, people say a lot of they could be negative or positive. Yeah, it just so happens to be their opinion. It's a lot better when their opinion is good of you. But I do feel like that's always been, I feel like, the ever since I came back here, that was always, I feel like, the expectation is that we're going to be one of the best, if not the best. And we're just going out here doing what we can to make sure that that's a reality.
How big a deal is it moving right side to left side for people who might not know? Is that something that's an easy transition for you? What goes into that?
A lot of work. It's not easy. I was not a huge fan of it when it happened. But I've been working at it. I've been getting a lot more comfortable. And I've gotten to a point now where it feels all right, and it'll just get better, I'm hoping.
What was that conversation like when they came to you and said, hey, we'd like to sign Kevin Zeitler, which means you're going to have to play left guard. It's going to mean a lot of work on your end. Doesn't mean you have to like it, but it's what you're doing for the team. What was that conversation like? How did you guys work through that?
I thought it was a joke at the beginning, but it wasn't. So I was just like, okay, well, I guess it's just what I have to do. So there's not really like a lot of time to really dwell on it. You know, you got to just get to work.
Yeah. But what is it? It's stance, it's footwork, your first step. I mean, what changes going from one side to the
other? Flipping everything in your mind, too.
Yeah. Sometimes you don't even think about the plays as like right or left. You just think about like I'm on the play side. And sometimes you hear like a play where you're like I'm on the play side, and then you're like, oh, I'm not. I'm actually on the back side. go the wrong way. That's not good. There's that. I mean, outside of the stance and outside of the footwork, I feel like, if you're just used to having one leg be like your post leg, one leg be your brace leg, it's a lot harder to kind of switch that. And the same thing with your arms, like which hand is going to be the hand that you're primarily punching with in pass pro first, which one is going to be your catch hand. And, I mean, it's tough, but we're getting there.
Sometimes you get to line of scrimmage, too. Like, you're so used to lining up on that right side, and Goff is right behind you on your left. Now, all of a sudden, if you're not thinking about it every time early on, all of a sudden, hey, he's on your right. You're like, wait a second here. It seems awkward. But what has Kevin Zeitler added to this offensive line?
A lot of experience. I mean, he's been playing for what feels like an eternity.
Yeah.
That's not a bad thing.
No, it's a great thing.
You called me old on the radio.
He's been playing at a high level for a long time.
He has. I think it brings somebody that he's extremely stable. You know, he seems like he's the same guy every single day. And you really can't understate how important that is, you know, consistency even just between, like, you know, your relationships with guys on the line. And it seems like he's going out there. He's getting moving. He's trying to learn how we're doing it, and he's putting in the effort to try and, like, you know, he's not just like not buying in. You know what I mean? He wants to do it the way that we do it, which is actually pretty cool to see.
Should we ask him about Michigan football the upcoming season?
Why not?
Is there any drop off? 3 straight Big Ten titles. A lot of guys gone. No longer the preseason favorite. What's your read?
Has Michigan ever been the preseason favorite?
No. No.
Okay. Well,
so, I mean, last year in the Big Ten would have been the first time that they were actually favored to beat Ohio State and win the Big Ten. But the first year, they certainly weren't.
Yeah, they weren't. Second year, they weren't.
They had to go to Columbus the second year, right?
Yeah.
But last year, they were the favorites and got it done.
Yeah.
15-0, not a bad season. But now you got to replace a lot of
guys. That's all right. I think that they'll be good. You know, I think that there might be a little bit of a drop-off, but at the same time, saying that there would be no drop-off would be crazy going from an undefeated national championship season. So, I mean, I feel like the defense will be really, really good. I think the offensive line in particularly will kind of get things going as well. I think that they'll probably still end up being really good. Sharon really rallied the troops last year. I feel like he'll be a good fit for what we're doing. And, I still think we'll be really good.
How much did you watch the playoff games? Were you? I know you guys were still in your own season. How much were you able to see what was going on?
I ended up watching the Bama game, and I was super excited. And then the Washington game, I watched the whole thing, and I was so happy for like an hour, and I was just like, all right, well, now it's time to go to bed. And then when I woke up, it was almost like it didn't happen. We had to come back to work, and, you know, I gave Levi a little bit of for it, and I think Brew as well. Brew's a Washington alum.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So,
well, you can never give him enough. He was my quarterback for a little while in Washington, so make sure you lay it on heavy.
Oh, I will. You don't have to worry about that. But, you know, I talked a little bit of and I think that I feel like this is just kind of how it is if you were a former player, or if you were, you know, if you're a player currently, is that the joy of winning is not as great as the anguish of losing. If we would have lost the national championship game, it might have ruined my week. And when we won, I was happy, as I said, for maybe like the rest of the night, maybe a little bit into the following day, and then it was kind of just like, you know, onto business as usual.
He's Graham Glasgow. It's great to check in with him. Good luck at practice. Good luck this season. We appreciate it.
Appreciate it. Thanks, guys.
It's 97.1.